100% responsible for my life, all of my life, including mother. So I used what I had learned. I went inward and constantly cleaned and cleared. The effects for my mother and me were simple, yet exquisite. She remained clear of mind, pain-free, and able to take care of herself until the end. Yes, there were small crisis events when she needed the drugs supplied by hospice, yet she was able to handle these situations in the comfort of home and was not rushed to the hospital. Those were transition and training moments, preparing us both for the final occasion when she would cross over to the other side. The greatest gift was she lived on into overtime. She lived well past the forecasts. Each morning she was surprised to wake and greet me with a cheery, "Guess what? I got another day." We had time for all the words of love to be exchanged and for just casual time together. We had time to truly prepare for her transition. I came to experience fearlessness about the process of mother leaving us. She knew where she was going, and so did I. When we had those tense moments of labored breathing, we saw the grace of God, and there was no fear. Wow, what a gift. The Ho'oponopono practice, along with my prayers, changed the way I approach life. The feeling of empowerment I experienced and still experience is wondrous. To know that I can have an active role, not only in my life and in the lives of others, leads me to constantly, moment by moment, seek the source of all. When I attended the Manifestation Weekend in May 2006, I was still feeling the emotional and financial pain of a $1.2 million contract that fell apart with a multi-billion dollar oil company midway into the contract. This was due to numerous internal issues in their company. All the way home, and for days, I said, "I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you." A couple of days after arriving home, I started feeling weak, sneezing and coughing. I knew that it was my body releasing. Shortly afterwards, I had a discussion with a marketing expert, and during our conversation, there was a shift inside my body and in my perception of the entire situation with the oil company. He simply asked me what the most amount of money a client paid me in 1 year to help them reduce pain in the workplace. I told him $600,000, and when he said, "Wendy, you are there. You can use that to build an empire. How many people can make that claim?" In a flash, I was able to see all the good instead of all the bad. Instead of only noticing they did not pay me over $200,000, I was able to see the value in the $600,000 they did pay me. I was able to see that focusing on the positive aspects turned on my passion, and this inspired me with ideas instantly. A light went on inside of me, and I was in awe of something huge that had just happened inside of me. It was like there was light all around me that extended way out beyond my physical surrounding. For 2 years, I was the victim and angry at the people in the company who did what they did, and in an instant, I was thanking them. Shortly afterwards, I developed pain in my left leg. I could not understand what had happened. I tried everything, massage, stretching, hot baths. Then I went to a Chinese medicine doctor who read my body and told me that I had been under a great deal of stress and that the pain was related to my gallbladder meridian, the anger meridian. The energy was stuck, and that was causing the pain. I was given 4 treatments of energy to release the stuck anger, and the pain left my body. My body had been holding on to the anger I felt towards the big oil company, and when my perception changed, it was ready to come out, only it got stuck. Months after this experience, I discovered that my contact at the oil company, who was instructed to break the contract with me, refused to hurt another person, and he quit his job. the department has been broken up, and the services I provided are being handled in another department. This energy clearing cleared the way for me to finish my ebook and launch my new website, www.getinsideyourcomfortzone.com. The launch of the ebook has created opportunities that I had not thought of. It has been a dream of mine to teach the masses how to get out of pain from computer work. I am being given the opportunity to be the ergonomist for three popular websites so far to answer questions about ergonomics and market my ebook, services, and other programs. Perfect size companies are calling me to consult with their employees to teach them how to get out of pain. The contracts are small and quick so that I have time to develop all the new inspirations that continue to come to me. In addition, I'm now teaching the law of attraction as a licensed and certified strategic attraction coach at www.theuniversallawofattraction.com. The breakthrough I had shortly after the weekend was most definitely related to Ho'oponopono. It helped clear out the old to make room for the new. There is no other explanation. Wendy Young.
And here's another. As an interventionist, one of the largest obstacles that I help clients eliminate or navigate through is drama. In The Celestine Prophecy by James Redfield, the concept of control dramas is defined as, we must face up to our particular way of controlling others. Remember, the fourth insight reveals that humans have always felt short of energy and have sought to control each other to acquire the energy that flows between people. Incorporating this concept into a more interventionistic model has allowed my own technique some intuition in cases where clients were distracted from their purpose or their outcomes. Joe Vitale first introduced Ho'oponopono to me, though he may not actually know this. So, on one hand, I have the concept of drama or control dramas, and as an interventionist, I require a balancing out tool in order to not just understand a client, but to assist the client back to full use of their resources. Getting back to zero was the balancer I had not yet perfectly framed before Dr. Vitale led me into the world of Dr. Hu Len. In the Western world, especially the U.S., our mainstream culture and its pervasive messages are all geared to get us to move from ourselves toward the flashy instant gratification of the consumer crazy world we live in. From 0 to 60 couldn't be any more perfect as a catchphrase to define the emotional movement of a world addicted to consumption. What Ho'oponopono has helped me understand is that healing and true fulfillment come from moving from 60 to zero. So many metaphysical constructs include the idea of detachment, but it never seemed like a complete or perfect concept to me. In some instances, trying to achieve perfect detachment just seemed silly. Now, however, with getting back to zero, I really grasp the dynamic of detachment and how to get there. It's been 10 months since I had the good fortune to meet Dr. Hu Len at Joe's interview with him, high atop the Hyatt overlooking the Colorado River. Much has transformed in me and my family's life. All my parents and in-laws are suddenly making huge shifts in their patterns and discovering they have manifested their dreams on a grand scale. My in-laws have purchased a $500,000 home to retire in that's one of the most peaceful places I've ever been, just down the road from Joe's house. My mother has worked through physical and emotional obstacles only to find herself marrying again and very excited about her senior romance. I've suddenly had a stream of income shift myself in a field that didn't allow me to cultivate and demonstrate my greatest strengths. My father, who is 72 years young, has finally broken an income chain that had him commuting from Houston to Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, the fifth most northern town in the world, every 6 weeks. One of my oldest friends has completely uprooted a very set-in-his-ways life and come to Austin, where he's currently developing his own company and living a totally different paradigm. My brother-in-law is finally moving into his own home. My sister-in-law and her husband are moving from the suburbs onto a dream property themselves. My godniece, who just started high school this year, has already been in a primetime TV series and was nominated as homecoming queen. Her mother has just been offered the most lucrative business opportunity of her life. All this has started and been brought to fruition since February 2006, when I first heard about Ho'oponopono. Suddenly, my day-to-day living is filled with experiences that are colorful and fun again, after having spent the past 17 years being serious and dreary. Life is a habit, so I've been acquiring the habit of a good life. I'm not in any way an expert on Ho'oponopono. It's still very new to me, and I will not predict where it leads my life experience. I am grateful for Dr. Vitale revealing the world of Ho'oponopono through the presentation that Dr. Hu Len made those short months ago. Whether it be my personal life, with my beautiful wife, or in my business life, reaching the Z state, 100% responsibility, apology, and forgiveness are powerful choices which have made a powerful impact in my life. Thank you, Joe, and thank you, Dr. Hu Len. And that's signed Bruce Burns on Ho'oponopono. Here's another letter. Dear Joe, I wanted to give you a great big thank you for bringing Dr. Hu Len to Austin. The program was wonderful, leaving me filled with new understanding about life and how universal laws govern our health and happiness. Please allow me to expand. First off, I want to say that I am certainly not an expert on the practice of Ho'oponopono, so please forgive me if I'm reading too much into what was shared. But here's what I walked away with after just one evening's experience. Dr. Hu Len talked a lot about something very dear to my heart, the art of going to zero. In fact, this seems to be a centerpiece of Ho'oponopono. Being a martial artist and Qigong teacher for many years now, I have come to regard this ability of cleaning and emptying the mind, or going to zero, as one of the greatest gifts known to mankind. Dr. Hu Len reminded us of the importance of living in a state of openness, cleansing our internal reactions, and going to zero. I was in complete agreement with his outlook on life and thrilled to meet another human being on this planet who shares the truths I have come to love. In the art and practice of Qigong, or internal martial art energy exercise, there's a very specific way to breathe and circulate our body's internal energy. The ancient martial arts masters have discovered that there are universal laws working within our bodies, and when we learn how to move our internal energy in a circular fashion, we can create high levels of vibrant health and profoundly raise our consciousness. This process is often referred to as the microcosmic orbit. Fundamentally put, we breathe in and direct the life force energy inside the breath down the front of our body into the lower belly region, an area known as the Dan Tien. Next, we direct the energy up our spine and finally back around to the front. This ongoing process creates a microcosmic orbit within our energy body, uplifting our health and our consciousness. When Dr. Hu Len used a diagram to explain Ho'oponopono and show how communication and consciousness between people best flows in a circular direction, I was immediately struck by its similarity to the microcosmic orbit. In fact, it was off the charts exciting to see how the universe works with circles in a way I'd never realized before. Through the diagram he drew, I finally understood how most of the time we try to relate to people in a bidirectional, linear fashion. We talk at each other, we argue, we negotiate, point the finger, and so on. And this all takes place in a horizontal direction. However, I saw that by moving in an entirely different direction, we could effect the greatest change and the deepest connection with another human being, and that direction was a circle. For me, Dr. Len's diagram showed that by first going to zero, down beneath the conscious layers of the mind, we can let go of our reactions and attachments to what we are perceiving. Then we can begin to rise up towards the superconscious state and eventually tap into divine awareness. Then the divine can carry our clear and loving intention down towards the other person, basically sneaking in the back door of their conscious mind, allowing for a pure and unfiltered connection and relating. All I can say is it works like nothing else ever has. For example, just last week I was in a business meeting, and the person on the other side of the table was asking for things that I initially felt were unfair and selfish. I caught myself tightening up within, and I remembered the diagram and the benefit of the circular direction, so I decided to stop fighting, and I just let go. First, I connected to my breath and went to zero. Internally, I felt my awareness lifting up, just like the Qigong exercise that I described earlier. My disposition changed immediately. If I had spoken what I was feeling inside, it would have been, "I love and support you. Please forgive me for being hard with you. How can I help you feel safe and help both of us get what we are wanting?" Then next, something amazing happened. My friend, I was no longer seeing them as an enemy or a threat, began to change. They became much more open and receptive. It was as if they stopped struggling with some internal conflict. Within 15 minutes, we even came up with a solution to our previous dilemma, a solution that was perfect for us both, and one that I could have never conceived of in my previous state of mind. As the mysteries of life unfold, you begin to see how everything is connected. Everything comes from universal laws, and one of those laws is circles. In the movie The Secret, I remember you said that the universe likes speed. I would like to add that the universe likes circles, too. And life certainly flows all the more smoothly when you know which direction the circle wants to go. So thank you again, Joe. The diagram Dr. Hulen used to explain Ho'oponopono has been so helpful. Seeing this process in a diagram has given me such a great insight and a wonderful tool to catch when I am forcing things versus letting go and responding to situations from a state of zero. Signed, warmly, Nick Tristan Truscott.
Every day since the May manifestation weekend, I say, "I love you, I'm sorry, forgive me, thank you." Nothing much has changed that can be easily observed, cataloged, or cheered, as I have currently a marvelous life. Of course, I would like a bundle of wealth so I could easily visit my daughters and family in Queensland and my brother in Paris, and take my husband on a train ride of his dreams. And I'd like my novels to entertain the world. But these would be minor gifts compared to what I now have. The invisible change is incredible. When I say, "I'm sorry," I truly do feel responsible for whatever is in my consciousness at the moment. I can no longer separate myself from people who disagree with me. I have never felt so connected. I am sorry for what I am doing in Iraq, for one. I hate to make phone calls, but I am making phone calls all over the country in case I can change what I am doing in Iraq. It helps me heal. Because I feel forgiven, I am so very grateful. Blackout on Deer Canyon Road. Late afternoon. Sudden silence. The absence of electrical humming can be humanizing. I felt electrically alive. No power in any room, in any house, up and down the street. No news of restoration. We bathed in the hot tub, dined outdoors on wine and cheese, conversed in hushed tones, and watched stars. A blackout on Deer Canyon Road in Arroyo Grande, California. Unusual, luxurious. So not like a blackout in Buffalo or Baghdad. Evelyn Cole, the Whole Mind Writer.
After I learned about Ho'oponopono from Dr. Hu Len and Dr. Vitale, I learned that my business is about constantly cleansing. When I cleanse and get back to zero, my business runs smoothly. I'm constantly clearing and constantly getting back to zero, and Dr. Hu Len taught me how to do that. I took a business colleague to meet Dr. Hu Len and Dr. Vitale, and we found we have so much in common that we went out on a date that same night. 8 months later, we are more in love. The key is to be with people like-minded and to forgive and to transform. Thank you, Dr. Hu Len and Dr. Vitale, for bringing Ho'oponopono to a larger audience. Also, thanks for being the perfect meeting place to meet the love of my life. And that's signed Chris the Prosperity Guy Stewart.
Elizabeth K. McCall. The drive to Austin felt like a vacation after months on the road with the show. Leaving Houston behind was more than a 24-hour break from the all-encompassing universe of a production on tour. It was the juncture of a night of reckoning that would reorder my reality, even before the dinner presentation that Dr. Joe Vitale was hosting began. It had been months since I'd last listened to one of Dr. Ihaleakala Hu Len's Ho'oponopono presentations. 1.5 years, to be exact. Even though I'd never met Joe Vitale before, I felt grateful for the fact that he had brought Ihaleakala to a location within driving distance, and I could be part of the event in Austin. As changing scenery and little Texas towns skimmed by the car window en route to Austin, thoughts of other Ho'oponopono presentations surfaced, and things I'd forgotten came back to mind. I flashed back to the first of many times I'd heard Ihaleakala speak, and had gotten chills down my back when he read the opening prayer in Hawaiian. I remembered how I'd landed a book contract 2 weeks after taking my first Ho'oponopono training, virtually by just showing up at a publisher's convention, talking, and leaving my card. 2 days later, a publisher called and asked me to submit ideas for a book they were doing. I had the contract by the end of the month. As the distance to Austin grew closer, I also reflected on a time just 6 months earlier, when a veterinarian in Montreal conveyed the sad news that my dear cat Maya had intestinal lymphoma. It was questionable whether she would live long enough for me to take her from the clinic. When Maya was released, the vet thought that with luck I'd have a few weeks to tell her goodbye. I contacted Ihaleakala for help with a special cleaning, something to clean whatever this precious little creature had taken on of mine. It is now 1 year and 3 months since Maya's diagnosis. Little could I have imagined, at the moment I was prepared for her imminent departure, that months and miles later, she would still be with me on tour. Seeing Ihaleakala again in Austin was like breaking through the surface after being underwater, one of those back-in-the-world kind of experiences. Yet it was also immediate immersion into the most profound life-altering practice I have ever experienced in 25 years of delving into everything from Buddhism, Celtic spiritual traditions, traditional psychotherapy, dream analysis, and I was good at that, energy work, and even Wicca. And there I was in Austin, face-to-face with Ho'oponopono again, a philosophy, a tradition, that virtually wipes the slate clean of the practices, procedures, and endless analytical activities I'd so diligently studied for so long before it, all in effort to understand, fix myself, and live the life I came here to live. I have to admit, there was a part of me that was ready to jump right in among those who'd never encountered Ho'oponopono before and let them know I already do that. But I started cleaning and the nonsense memories dispersed. Before Dr. Vitale had even introduced Ihalia Kala that evening, a revelation hit me like a bolt of lightning, causing me to jump up from the table where I was sitting and run to the ladies' room, choking down tears. In that moment in Austin, in a room that looked out over the downtown skyline, Ho'oponopono enveloped my being, and I had a moment of clarity where I knew I no longer wanted to be on tour, no matter what. 6 weeks later, Maya the Cat and I were heading west en route to Los Angeles, bound for a new home in Topanga Canyon, which surfaced just in time for our arrival, when the person who was going to take it suddenly decided not to rent it. Another 7 months have passed, and just last week, as I wavered on the edge of yet another significant change, I read a phrase that Ihalia Kala wrote, "Zero is home base." I cleaned and stepped off the edge of another existence as I'd known it, and now can say that I didn't fall. Thank you for this opportunity to share the changes, revelations, and reflections about Ho'oponopono that surfaced from my trip to Austin in February. Poi, Elizabeth K. McCall. Carrie King. Before learning about and applying the method, I was experiencing struggle in many areas of my life. A husband who didn't believe in me and my ability to build a thriving practice, a practice that was far from successful, and a feeling that I was all alone in pursuit of bigger dreams and goals. During the weekend with Joe, where I learned the method, I met a young woman who had similar interests and goals, and we agreed to do a business venture together. That venture was extremely successful and took my practice from limping to thriving in just 2 months, and we are working on our next project. I feel as if we've been close friends for years and not months. The best and most significant change is that even before my business took off, the relationship with my husband changed in just a few weeks. I had been using the method whenever I experienced discomfort with my relationship, and suddenly my husband was rereading my e-books, asking me questions, and sharing his own experiences. He took on more responsibility at work and has a renewed sense of pride and love for himself, which has a sizzling impact on our relationship. I have an unwavering trust and confidence in myself and what unfolds before me, all the while just doing a simple method in minutes a day. Thank you, Carrie King. Carrie is the author of The Red Hot Bedroom and creator of JoyfulSpaces.com.
Ho'oponopono goes back through time.
I'm an animal lover, a huge one. I don't only care or worry about my own, I love them all. Years ago, a friend of mine turned me on to the animal rescue site at http://www.theanimalrescuesite.com/TPC/ERA_110206_ARS. You can fund food for animals and sanctuaries by going to their site and clicking on the Feed an Animal in Need button. Every click provides 0.6 cents worth of food to the hungry. A click every day is all it takes to make a difference. I've been visiting this site for the past 5 years, every day, without fail. One Saturday morning, I was cleaning out my emails and feeling good about doing my part in the world, feeding the animals in need. I happened to take notice of a picture listed by one of their sponsors on the rescue site. What I saw was an animal in a cage trying to eat his way through the bars. He looked so sickly and gaunt that not even all the beautiful fluffy fur could mask his pain. In fact, he looked so terribly tortured that I couldn't even make out what kind of animal he was. Was it a bear? A raccoon? I honestly couldn't tell. Truthfully, I didn't want to look closer. My fear told me that I would only be reminding myself how much pain exists in the world and that there was very little I could do about it. Still, I know better than to look the other way just so that I can feel better. I felt this overwhelming need to tune in. I could hear the animal calling to me, asking me to wake up and pay attention. As I looked closer, to my horror, I discovered that what I was seeing were captured bears, held up in their cages for tens of years on end. The bears live in cages little bigger than themselves for ease of milking. Bile is extracted through a cut made in the bear's abdomen and into the gallbladder, where bile is stored after being secreted by the liver via the hepatic duct. A tube is inserted into this opening to tap the bile, or a steel stick is forced into the gallbladder with the bile then running down it into a basin. Between 10 and 20 milliliters of bile is tapped from each bear twice daily. The WSPA reports that during milking, investigators saw bears moaning, banging their heads against their cages, and chewing their own paws. The mortality rate is between 50 and 60%. When the bears stop producing bile after a few years, they are moved to another cage where they are either left to starve to death or are killed for their paws and gallbladders. Bear paws are considered a delicacy. I felt completely sick to my stomach and a knee-jerk reaction to unleash my anger towards these ignorant poachers. It took all the discipline I had to remind myself that shame and blame never changes a person, and that thankfully, thanks to Dr. Joe and Dr. Hu Len, I now had something much better in my bag of tricks that I could apply. Ho'oponopono. I began to recite the phrase, "I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. God bless you." Over and over and over again. As I repeated the mantra, I visualized the bear farmers' hearts being filled with love, understanding, and compassion. I saw them having their own light bulb moment as my own information passed through them, and they got in touch with their own awareness. With their level of consciousness raising and no one to blame for the blood on their hands but themselves, I imagined them falling to their knees in complete agony, begging and pleading with God and the bears to grant them mercy and forgiveness for the torture and suffering they've caused these beautiful creatures. Then I saw them releasing all the bears and providing them with the medicine, care, and healing that they were in dire need of, and finally setting them free again. Many of you don't know, as I didn't know, that bear bile has been used for centuries. Today it is used in wine, shampoo, and medicine. The enormous weight behind this tragedy didn't solely involve healing the present moment. My clearing work occupied going back through time, through the ages. There was hundreds of years worth of pain here to heal. This experience consumed me. For hours that day, I couldn't focus on anything else and kept repeating, "I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. God bless you." The heaviness of this global pain was inescapable and undeniable. I was consumed with anguish, and I was grieving. It was as if I was the only one who captured those bears and held the key to their prisons myself. Once per week, my husband and I make it a point to have a date day. On this day, he invited me to go see a movie with him. I was in agony and didn't feel much like going out. But I knew it wouldn't make any sense to say, "No thanks, I'm really not up to it. I'm worried about the bears." Keeping my own clearing work to myself, I agreed to go out with him, We went to see the movie 16 Blocks with Bruce Willis. Little did I know then that the theme of this movie would be in complete alignment with what I was already experiencing. The highlighted message in the movie was, people can change. All throughout that movie, I practiced Ho'oponopono. In one scene, I noticed a bus in the background, and the banner or ad on the side of the bus showed a picture of a teddy bear, and the words beneath the bear read, "Send love." My previous training would reveal to me that this was a waking dream. My current teachings would say, keep doing what you're doing. You're on the right track. Is this how the universe speaks to us? I'd like to think so. It was yet another reminder to me that the bear farmers didn't need my anger to change. They just needed my love. The bears needed my love. The world needs our love. Love changes people, and there are no exceptions to this rule. Sending love to a dangerous, ugly, or abusive situation is the only thing we can do if we're looking for drama-free healing and everlasting change. It's not always an easy thing to do, but herein forever lies the answer. Love. As my hypervigilance started to quiet down and the day faded into evening, the nausea, anxiety, guilt, pain, and grief that I was feeling earlier was finally starting to subside. Still, I continued to ho'oponopono my way throughout the remainder of the day until I fell asleep that night. Not too long thereafter, I was walking past the television one day and heard the newscaster announce a recent bear rescue. In my heart of hearts, I knew that this message was meant for me, that I was given confirmation of how we truly can make a difference in any part of the world, no matter where we live, and yes, even when we're out eating popcorn and watching a movie. Thank you, Dr. Joe and Dr. Hu Len, and for all of those before you who have brought the message of Ho'oponopono into our lives so that we can awaken and carry the knowledge that we have the power to heal the world and make a difference. Our work here has only just begun. Please, let us always remember, harm none, love everything, love everyone. Ho'oponopono travels across time. Suzanne Burns. My lifelong search for an asthma cure was over. One mysterious evening, after over 50 years of asthma and allergies, this condition abruptly, magically halted. Dateline February 25th, 2006. Earlier that day, while relaxing over an Austin Tex-Mex lunch, I felt a quickening in my being. Ooh, it felt very mysterious, like something was happening and I was somehow being worked on. A wave of love overwhelmed me, and then I resumed lunch. That evening in the hotel meeting room, an electricity filled the air, an inexplicable pulsing of excitement. Dr. Hu Len, the speaker, ended up sitting at my table. Midway through the meal, I told an asthma experience I had, and he used that later to springboard into his talk. Well, I was familiar with the Hawaiian Huna spiritual healing model, but not of the healing and forgiveness methodology and philosophy at the heart of the healing, which he explained at length. Dr. Hu Len told us he was working on clearing each of us in attendance at the dinner by reading our names and getting clarity and oneness with us. How he does it is by expressing love for each person, asking for forgiveness for any wrongdoing consciously or unconsciously from the past or present of himself and his ancestors, to us and our predecessors, all the way back to the beginning of time and microbic life forms. Wow! That's a lot to clear, so that he and we can all get back to true relationship in and of divinity. the next day unveiled the miracle at hand. I met my mentor from Joe Vitale's executive mentoring program and his wife for lunch, being that I was from out of town and we'd never met in person. I had to walk quite a few blocks to the restaurant and realized I didn't need an inhaler at all during the trek. That was most unusual and the first clue. They remarked how far it was from where my car was parked, and I told them that perhaps I no longer had asthma and that it felt like it was so. Later that evening, I had the pleasure of dining with Dr. Hu Len, and we spoke of the healing of Ho'oponopono, and that now, having experienced its power in my life with asthma, I could go and help others with this problem and do the same. He also spoke of the importance of drinking water before each meal to flush out toxins and also to rid the home environment of clutter. Ahem. Well, the best got better and better. It's been nearly 6 months since, and even though I got bronchitis, I bounced back without medicines. I never wheezed or needed an inhaler or asthma drug of any sort. Since then, I've been in homes with cats, dogs, and birds for hours at a time and had no wheezing or need for inhalers. My lungs are clear as a bell, and I can breathe deeply and fully, and this for the first time ever. Wow! Dr. Hu Len, though you don't call it a healing, or yourself a healer, and that the universe and my soul did it, thank you. And thanks to Joe Vitale for sharing Dr. Hu Len and a night of healing magic. I'm forever grateful. Martha Snee from New Jersey.
And here's one more. An Irishman Finds Aloha by Brian Collins. 10 years ago, I began the study of myself through the usage of Ho'oponopono. I came into the understanding of this Hawaiian problem-solving process after years of study in Asian systems of healing, martial arts, and energy work. I'd been through what could be called the ringer in terms of my search for what could be understood as enlightenment, and being Irish, I am always looking for the proof in the pudding, meaning seeing results versus smokescreens of words. Being raised in South Boston, Massachusetts, a tough-as-nails Irish working-class neighborhood where the sounds of gunfire and police sirens were like inner-city bird calls, your chances of discovering metaphysical understandings of the universe don't often come up. So upon finding an opportunity to attend a free lecture, I jumped at the chance to check out this Hawaiian understanding of life. What I found was very different. Many systems utilize and move energy, like moving pieces on a chessboard. Ho'oponopono, however, awakened me as to how to erase the negative elements that manifest as problematic situations inside myself, thus removing the chess pieces altogether. I was intrigued, to say the least. Much of the concepts at the time flew over my head, as all of the ideas were new to me. But at the end of the lecture, I figured I would give the 2 free tools that were given out as a gift a chance, and I began to use them as much as I could during the day and throughout my practice to see if the proof was in the pudding. In the past, I practiced Tuai Na, a form of Chinese medical massage, and over time, my viewpoint began to shift in terms of my understanding of treatments. Before doing the tools, I had a set understanding of what was wrong within a person based upon the Asian traditions of energy and meridians. But as I used the tools, I noticed that my understanding of the how or why changed and that it didn't correspond with my prior training, as I would be treating areas that had no correlation to the reported issues of the clients coming in. As I did so, the clients would report almost instant results for varied issues. Needless to say, I began to wrestle with my understandings and began to see a bigger picture of this Hawaiian art form begin to unfold. The next spring, I attended a full training and began to truly apply the methods and the practices. One day I received a call from a former client who I'll call Jay, a practicing psychologist. She asked me to see a patient of hers whom she was very concerned about. I'll call her F, who had a clinical diagnosis of bipolar disorder, attempted suicide numerous times, and was committed on a few occasions for her safety. Well, I said to Jay, "What did I ever do to you?" She laughed and said, "I know you can help her. You have to. If you don't, she won't make it." So I agreed. At the end of the call, Jay also said that F was attacked by a massage therapist, to which I said to myself, "What am I going to do to help this woman?" When I went home that evening, I sat for a while and wondered, what could I do? How could I affect change on this level? After some introspection, Ho'oponopono, Ho'oponopono kept playing in my mind like a broken record. So I began to use the tools as I never had before. I put marathon efforts into each session before, during, and well after, never telling F anything about my secret. During our meetings, the treatment room was full of humor, and the air had a sense of thick peace to it as I cleaned. To make a long story short, F had a complete turnaround and is now a productive woman, able to handle life as it comes, and is walking proof that if we take 100% responsibility, situations can indeed shift. My massage practice also has shifted and has moved ahead, and I rarely touch anyone anymore. Currently, I find myself driving through life, hitting speed bumps now and then, amazed at where the cleaning will bring me next. Has it been simple? No, but I truly value all the situations that have come up and made me realize who I am. After many years as a volunteer for the Foundation of I, Incorporated, Freedom of the Cosmos, my viewpoint is simple. There will always be stuff coming up in one form or another, be it family issues, stress, opinions, war, etc. And in the beginning, it was hard to accept that fact. Now, instead of saying, "Why me?" thus inducing a guilt response, rather I say, "I am responsible." That's without the guilt, and simply let go through the usage of the tools, and I let God take over. It is a tough, tough job to do. Did I say tough? But I have faith in the fact that a smoothness is occurring and that we just can't grasp the totality of it, because there are so many realities that coexist in the same time frame as ours. We should not waste time with the how, why, or when, rather just the do. By doing so, we get out of the way of ourselves. As soon as we step outside of oneself at all, in any manner, to blame, react, moan, groan, etc., we lose sight of the issue at hand, namely, our chance to let go of the problem that is inside of us. If we blame, we become disconnected, like not paying our cable bill. Zap, no HBO. The choice for us is not to get all self-righteous nor depressed, simply to continue on without judgment against the most precious gift, the self. If I slip in the cleaning, I get up, I brush myself off, and I begin anew. One more chance to see the proof in the pudding. Thank you. Signed, Brian Ohm Collins.
How to get faster results. Despite all the evidence you heard in the previous section, I still had my doubts. I told Dr. Hulan that I couldn't always see immediate results from cleaning. He said, "If you could see the array of results from your cleansing and cleansing of others, you would be awed, and you would do more cleansing. You hold the errors of the world in your soul, as well as I do in mine," he added. Shakespeare is really incredible in his insight. "Poor soul, the center of my sinful earth, these rebel powers thee array," from Shakespeare the Sonnets. Shakespeare notes that reason, intellect, causes madness, confusion, and unclarity. "Past reason hunted, and no sooner had, pass reason hated as a swallowed bait, on purpose laid to make the taker mad. Shakespeare notes the problem of memories. When to the sessions of sweet silent thought I summon up remembrance of things past, I sigh the lack of many a thing I sought, and with old woes new wail my dear time's waste. Then can I grieve at grievances foregone, and heavily from woe to woe tell o'er the sad account of four bemoaned moan, which I knew pay as if not paid before. Morna notes the purpose of the gift of life from divinity when she said, "Clean, erase, erase, and find your own Shangri-La, where? Within yourself." Shakespeare and Morna are messengers giving insights into the mystery of existence. Well, I was as open-minded as a person could get, at least a person named Joe Vitale, or even Ao Akua. But I still wasn't understanding the essence of what Dr. Hulen was trying to tell me. But I hung in there. I remembered what I wrote in my earlier books. Confusion is that wonderful state right before clarity. Well, I was in that wonderful state. A lot of therapists come to Dr. Hulen complaining that they feel sick or feel like they can't help the people they see. I could relate. I started a Miracles coaching program at www.miraclescoaching.com and wanted my coaches to understand that the way to heal others is by healing themselves. The others were, in fact, already perfect. Dr. Hulen explained it in an email like this.
A student in the self-identity through Ho'oponopono class this weekend in Calabasas, California, suddenly cried out loudly in the afternoon session as I was talking, quote, "My God, I now know why I feel sick in my stomach when I do healing with my clients. I've been deliberately taking on their woes, and I don't have to. I can clean the woes away." The student got part of the insight that healers don't get. What they don't get is that the client is perfect. The client is not the problem. The healer is not the problem. The problem is what Shakespeare calls old woes, new wail, my dear time's waste. Quote, the problem is error memories replaying in the subconscious, the unihipili, that the healer shares in common with the client. Self-identity through Ho'oponopono is a problem-solving process of repentance, forgiveness, and transmutation that anyone can apply to themselves. It is a process of petitioning divinity to convert error memories in the unihipili to zero, to nothing. So it is with you. Error memories in your unihipili are replaying problems, be it weight or your son or whatever, and the conscious mind, the intellect, is clueless. It has no idea what is going on. This being so, Ho'oponopono appeals to the divinity within, who knows, to convert whatever memories are replaying in the unihipili to zero. The point needs to be made. Expectations and intention do not have any impact on divinity. Divinity will do whatever and whenever in its own way and own time.
While I still wasn't understanding all of this yet, I did grasp the power of saying, "I love you." It seemed innocent enough. What harm could come from saying, "I love you" all the time? None. In fact, zero. As Dr. Hulen once explained, to open the way for the inflow of divine wealth requires first canceling memories. As long as memories, blocks, limitations are present in the subconscious, they block divinity from giving us our daily bread. I began to feel that this whole "I love you" cleaning and clearing and erasing tool needed to be shared with the world. Since I'm enough of an entrepreneur to see a product here, I talked to one of my business partners, Pat O'Brien, about making a special audio of the method. He quickly agreed. While he wrote the music and I recorded the four phrases, I also wrote the website copy. You can find it at www.milagroresearchinstitute.com